Today is the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. I'll speak about that in order that we may remember his divine grace. I'm going to be taking a train ride down to one of our centers about 3 hours away, and I won't be back till tomorrow afternoon here in the temple, so tomorrow's podcast may be somewhat late. Every day we sing like that, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go Shijiva Gopala Go. Herein we're referring to Gopalakos, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis and our predecessors in the line of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. As Srila Prabhupada was often say, the direct disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is actually the son of Venkata Bhatta, who is the chief Saivite of the Ranganath temple. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to South India, he stayed there for the period of Chaturmasya. At that time, Gopal was just a little boy, and Lord Chaitanya dealt with him very kindly and gave him much mercy, as well as his uncle, the brother of Venkata Bhatta, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. In time, both of these great personalities came to Vrindavan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would directly instruct Gopal Bhatta Goswami through messages. He sent him his own personal chatter for worship. I actually have a piece of that chatter. And through Rupa Goswami, he also instructed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to acquire some Shalagram Shilas, which he did by going up to the Gandaki. Of course, everyone always relates Gopal Bhatta Goswami with Radha Raman ji. And in the back of the Radha Raman temple, which is not really just a temple, but it's an entire complex, is the samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, as well as the place where Radha Raman manifests himself from one of the Shalagram Shilas, which Gopal Bhatta had brought. Actually, within his heart, Gopal Bhatta Goswami desired to worship a form of the Lord in the same way that the other Goswamis had. He was particularly attached to Govindaji, and Rupa Goswami had told him that Govindaji is your life and soul, but the Lord will appear to you and wants to accept your worship separately. And sure enough, one night as he was sleeping, from the Shalagram Shila, Radha Raman manifest directly. Radha Raman is very beautiful. It's described that his face is the face of Govindaji, his chest is that of Gopinath, and his lotus feet of those of Madan Mohan, so that he's a combination of those three presiding deities of Vrindavan. He's very, very special. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, I think it is described how Radha Raman also revealed himself to Gopal Bhatta Goswami as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Gopal Bhatta Goswami saw Lord Chaitanya very beautifully dressed and ornamented the transformed form of Radha Ramana, then he fainted in great ecstasy. The samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami is a very peaceful, very nice place. There's actually a replica of Radha Raman that's also being worshipped there. And it's in a compound which is somewhat similar to that in Radha Damodar temple, in that there are many samadhis of other descendants or followers of, not descendants, because Gopabhada Goswami was a sannyasi, but descendants and followers of his disciples, his grihastha disciples, because Gopabhada Goswami's desire was that grihastha devotees worship Radharamana, and they do so at the present time with real wonderful standard of worship. Srila Prabhupada had told our devotees to learn from them as to how to worship our deities in ISKCON. And even at the present time, the descendants of Gopabhada Goswami's disciples are most favorable towards the ISKCON followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I remember many years ago reading a small book by Gopabhada Goswami, and it contains two pastimes, and the common characteristic, unique characteristic of those pastimes is that they're extremely, extremely humorous. One of them is a story of how Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are going together to Mathura to sell a pot of yogurt that Srimati Radharani wants to sell. And Krishna is the one who has to carry the pot of yogurt, and how he complains along the way, gets tired, puts it down, and finally only when Srimati Radharani is willing to satisfy him, is he willing to continue on his way to take the yogurt all the way to Mathura. The story is very simple. The humor in it is really extraordinarily wonderful. And then on the way back, they want to cross in a boat, and there's an old rickety boat which Krishna then maneuvers across the Jamuna, and as in other boating pastimes, the boat starts to leak. In addition to that, Krishna also rocks the boat, and a storm comes up, so they have no recourse. It's not possible to get all the way to the other side other than to pull ashore in an island that just suddenly appears in the middle of the Jamuna by Lord Krishna's desire, and they have to wait out the storm on the island, and that again is extremely humorous. These are two stories composed by Gopabhada Goswami, who, it's described in Bhakti Ratnakar, is, according to the opinion of some, an incarnation of Ananga Manjari, by some the Manjari named Guna or Guna Manjari. In his Utkalika Valari, Rupa Goswami writes the following. He says, "O Prince of Braj, when surrounded by Radha's friends in the spring festival, will I see you on the signal of my queen smiling, glistening, and restless sidelong glance, suddenly kiss Guna Manjari?" Gopabhada Goswami was also the author of one version of Hari Bhakti Vilas, and he also wrote the initial editions of some of the Satsandarbhas. Jiva Goswami makes mention of that as he's writing the Sandarbhas, that Gopabhada Goswami had originally compiled many of those things, and he was elaborating on it, correlating it, and editing it. No doubt, though, because Jiva Goswami is attributed to writing the Sandarbhas, that they were a much expanded version of what Gopabhada Goswami had originally written. But because of Gopabhada Goswami's training in South India as a South India Brahmin, as well as his formulating the initial precepts of Smriti, or the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the rules and regulations for deity worship, is also referred to as our Smriti Acharya. The process of deity worship, as I mentioned earlier, that is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas, is very wonderfully reflected at the present time, and this is 500 years following, or almost 500 years following, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disappearance in the Radharamana temple. In fact, the pujaris cook with the same flame which Gopal Bhatta Goswami installed Radharaman at the installation ceremony at which the other Goswamis were present. It's really quite extraordinary that even in Kali Yuga such a tradition can be maintained over five centuries, and it's something that ISKCON devotees should be inspired to follow, that if we are dedicated to the desires of our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, and if we stick to the principles that he's laid out for us very strictly, then the quality and quantity of service that Srila Prabhupada apportioned to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness can be maintained. The standards of deity worship Srila Prabhupada gave, the standards for preaching, the standards for temple maintenance, the standards in terms of devotees' behavior, the following of regulative principles. So we should be conscientious of this and take example from how it is being conducted at the Radharaman Mandir. Therefore, this is a good benediction to turn to Gopal Bhatta Goswami on this day. We should pray to him and ask that we be able to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and be able to spread Krishna consciousness and serve ISKCON's mission in the way that Srila Prabhupada desired within our lifetimes, and that the following generations may also be able to do so, because ultimately we're fulfilling through Srila Prabhupada the will of the six Goswamis and also Gopala Bhatta Goswami. So pray to him. We should pray to such extraordinary personalities who have come into this world to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Each one of them has their individual service and role to play. Some preach, some translate books, some write books, some worship deities, others like Haridas Thakur chant Hare Krishna and show the example of how to be steady and dependent in the pure vibration of the holy name. Same way, whatever services we have that's allotted to us by the Lord, we should take that service as our life and soul and execute it perfectly without any change. In that way, we also become considered to be confidential servants of the Lord, because Krishna sees that he can rely on us and depend upon us. Someone who doesn't alter instructions and who's faithful to the instructions of his guru is a reliable person. So let's pray to Gopal Bhatta Goswami to be similarly reliable devotees and in that way be good instruments in his hands. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.